So let's review. Our shiur began at the beginning of Perek Klal Gadol, the seventh Perek of Masechta Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amr B'Shabbos. A major rule was taught in the halachas of Shabbos. More specifically, the Mishnah teaches 3 degrees of shagaga, unawareness, regarding one who violated Shabbos B'Shoigig inadvertently. Kol HaShechech Iker Shabbos. One who did not know that a concept called Shabbos exists, and he violated many Shabboses, he would bring only one Karban Chatas. Hayidei Iker Shabbos. One who knows about the concept of Shabbos, but did not realize that the given day was Shabbos, and he did many malachas over several Shabboses, would bring one chatas for each Shabbos. Hayidei Shuhu Shabbos. If somebody knew that the day was Shabbos, and did many malachas thinking that each act was permitted on Shabbos, he brings a separate karban chatas for each av malacha. However, if he did an av malacha and some of the toldos associated with that av, or several toldos of one av, he is only obligated to bring one karban chatas. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah refers to this rule as a klal gadol. What makes this a major rule? The Gemara offers 3 suggestions, accepting only the final one. First, perhaps because there are other rules in Hilchos Shabbos mentioned later in this parag that are not as detailed as this one, therefore it is called klal gadol. Similar to the klal gadol we have by Shvias, which also is in contrast to additional halachas with fewer details. The Gemara rejects this idea because Meiser also has less detailed rules, and the primary rule is not introduced with the term klal gadol. The Gemara then suggests that perhaps anything that has both avos and toldos, primary categories and subcategories, is called a klal gadol. The Gemara rejects this idea as well because Bar Kappara uses the phrase klal gadol even with regard to Meiser, which has no toldos. Finally, the Gemara suggests that the term klal gadol is used to note that this rule applies more expansively than another area of halacha in the following way. Many malachas of Shabbos apply even to items that are tullish, detached from the ground, while Shavias only applies to mechuber, produce attached to the ground. Similarly, Shavias applies even to machal behema, animal food, unlike Meiser, which applies only to human food. Meiser may be called a klal gadol according to Bar Kappara because it applies even to te'ena v'yerek, figs and green vegetables, unlike peya, which is limited to items that are likitasa ka'achas, all picked at one time, which would not apply to figs, which would not ripen all at once. And items that are machnisa likiyim, stored for an extended period of time, which cannot apply to green vegetables because they are perishable. The other 3 criteria apply equally to both Meiser and peya, in that one is obligated to separate Meiser and peya only from items that are oichel, edible food, which excludes plants grown to make dyes. Nishmer, guarded, which excludes hefker, ownerless crops. Gedulei min ha'aretz, that which grows from the ground, which excludes mushrooms because they have no roots in the ground. The Gemara now turns its discussion to the first rule of the Mishnah. Kol HaShecheach Iker Shabbos, as Rashi in the Mishnah explains. Kisavar ain't Shabbos b'Torah. He's completely unaware that a concept of Shabbos exists in the Torah. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, Masnitin kishahikir ul b'seif shachach. Our Mishnah is referring to someone who at some point knew about the concept of Shabbos, but has since entirely forgotten of the essence of Shabbos. Regarding Tinik Shenishba leben hanochrim, a Jewish child who is captured and grew up among non-Jews and never learned about the concept of Shabbos, there is a machlekes. Rav Shmuel hold kihikul b'seif shachach dami. The halacha would be the same as in the case of the Mishnah, where he once knew about Shabbos. Since all the malachas over all the Shabboses were committed in one long period of unawareness of the concept of Shabbos, he is chayav a single karban chatas. Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish hold, Dafke hirkel b'seif shachach. The halacha of the Mishnah that he is chayav a single karban for all the violations applies only to somebody who once knew about Shabbos and then forgot about it. But somebody who never knew about Shabbos would be completely potter from any karban. The Gemara cites a braisa in which we find the very same machlokes. The Rabbanan clearly state, Tinik shenishba lebein hanochrim, v'asam lochas harbe b'shabbosas harbe, ein l'chayev el achatas achas. One who never knew about Shabbos is chayev to bring one carbon, which supports the opinion of Rav Shmuel. The braisa continues, u'munvaz poiter. Munvaz exempts him from a carbon, which supports the opinion of Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish. The Gemara clarifies further that the source of Munvaz's opinion is from the juxtaposition of the pesukim. And we can deduce that there is a link between averis violated b'shogig and averis violated b'mezid, that in both cases, ma'mezid shahis lo yidia, just as the deliberate sinner obviously had knowledge of the isser, av shogig shahis lo yidia, so too the inadvertent sinner had some knowledge of the isser in the past. What do the Rabban who disagree with Munvaz learn from this pasuk and the Hekesh? The Gemara answers that since these psukim appear in the context of Avodah Zarah, Hukshu kulam l'avaydazar. All karbonis chatas are likened to avaydazar in that malahal and davar shechayov mazdein karas v'ashagol gasei chatas, just like avaydazar, is something that one is chayav karas abdam b'mezin, and a chatas abdam b'shogig. Av kol davar shechayov mazdein karas v'ashagol gasei chatas. So too, one is only chayav chatas b'shogig for averes, for which he would be chayav karas if done b'mezin.